DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan renews temporary amnesty for 7K Syrians. By John Binder on August 1, 2019. Acting Department of Homeland Security. DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan renewed a temporary amnesty program for about 7,000 Syrian nationals who have been allowed to remain in the United States since 2012. On Thursday, McAleenan announced that he would extend temporary protected status, TPS, for thousands of Syrian nationals living across the U.S. for 18 months, meaning 7,000 Syrians will be allowed to remain in the country through March 21, 2021. A DHS statement read, "Following careful consideration of available information, including recommendations received as part of an interagency consultation process, the acting secretary determined that the conditions supporting Syria's designation for TPS continue to exist. Thus, under the applicable statute, the current TPS designation must be extended." Since March 2012, Syrian nationals, who would otherwise be illegal aliens, living in the U.S. have been able to work and take jobs. The Trump administration has been approving and renewing TPS for foreign nationals in the U.S. at Obama-era levels. For instance, in fiscal year 2018, the Trump administration approved TPS for more than 258,000 foreign nationals. This is about the same level of TPS approvals as fiscal year 2015, when Obama was in office. Center for Immigration Studies. TPS has become a quasi-amnesty for otherwise illegal aliens created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, that prevents the deportation of foreign nationals from countries that have suffered famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Bush, Obama, and now Trump administrations have continuously renewed the program for a variety of countries. Most recently, 39 House Republicans, including Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO, and Representative Michael McCaul, RTX, voted with House Democrats to pass TPS for Venezuela's population with groups funded by billionaire George Soros and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce lobbying hard to make the legislation a reality. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.